Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's stream. I hope you are all well, and I probably saw quite a few of you at the weekend's event. So if you were at the weekend's event, which I hope you were, I hope you got home safely, and I hope you enjoyed yourselves. In fact, I know you enjoyed yourselves. It was a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. But before we get into it, I just want to say we're live on Odyssey, we're live on DLive, we're live on Radio Albion, and if you'd like to contribute to the stream, you can do so via Entropy. The link is in the chat. And you can also do it via Odyssey by clicking on the support button. So there are a couple of ways if you would like to send financial support for this stream. Now, obviously, it's been the weekend of the PA Northern Conference. We had two conferences this year, the Southern Conference in spring and the Northern Conference in autumn. Both conferences were sold out, with 150 tickets being sold for both. And I'm going to start by throwing it over to Laura and saying, hello, Laura, how are you doing? Are you as tired as I am? And did you have a good weekend?
Hello, I'm doing very well, thank you. I am tired, but I also feel like I'm on a bit of a high. And I think even though I feel rather exhausted, I might struggle to sleep tonight. But it's been an amazing weekend. I think it was probably my favourite ever PA conference, because the venue was just so beautiful and the staff were just so friendly and so attentive and so chatty. And everyone there, it's like we're becoming a family now. You know, that there are so many old friends that we've known from the start, but then there are also so many new people that join us as well. So it was good to meet friends, old and new. Really enjoyed the speeches, really enjoyed all the food, networking opportunities, the stalls as well. We had 9 businesses there this time. But we're gonna cover it all today, so let's jump in.
Well, yeah, I mean, first I've got to say, what an incredible year to have two sold-out conferences with 150 people at both. That is something really, really impressive. It took an awful amount of work to pull off two events like that. But this one, I've got to say, it was probably the most beautiful venue we've had a conference in. Everything was wonderful. The food was absolutely fantastic. There was loads of it. The staff there were wonderful. It just felt really, really special. And it felt like a big, big celebration of everything we've achieved this year. We had 6, can I say they're excellent speakers if I'm one of them? Is that? Well, there were 6 excellent speakers, even though I was one of them. I'm not heaping praise upon myself. But obviously, myself and Laura spoke. We had Steve Blake, our Eastern Regional Organiser. He's obviously the guy who was the or is the organiser for the region that won Demographic Replacement Awareness Month. So it was great to have him speaking. We had Alec Yarbury, one of our Yorkshire activists. We like to have Yarbury. An activist. Sorry?
Yarbury.
I've said it now, Laura. I've said it now. I'm sticking to my pronunciation. So Alec, I'll just call him Alec because I mispronounced it. Sorry, Alec. Alec gave an excellent speech. We like to have an activist there. And we also had 2 special guest speakers, one of whom was Steve Laws, Britain's most famous anti-immigration activist. He is a citizen journalist. You'll all know him. He's been on PWR. He does amazing, amazing work. And we also had the indomitable Andreas Johansson from Sweden, from the Nordic Resistance Movement, the host of the Nordic Frontier podcast. He came over, obviously, from Sweden. And the 6 speakers, yeah, they went down well. It was a really good mix of speakers, and everyone really, really enjoyed the speeches. But as Laura said, we had 9 businesses there. There was plenty of time for networking, meeting old friends. Out of the 150 tickets that were sold, 111 of those tickets were dinner tickets. So we had 111 people stay for a 3-course dinner. It was just a really, really special event. And the sort of celebration sort of went on till about after 10 o'clock. It was wrapped up for 11, but it just felt like a great, great celebration. And the thing about it that gets me most is when you're at one of these events, it feels like you're meeting, you know, family. It felt like the coming together of a family. We've been doing this now. I think this is the fifth conference we've done, and there are people there that have been there since conference number one, and seeing those faces, seeing those people, giving them a hug when they arrive, and seeing how their lives have progressed. Some of those people have gone on from coming to a conference as a single individual to having met somebody at one of those conferences and settled down, had babies, got houses together. And it just feels really, really special. And although I'm very tired, you can probably hear my voice is quite worn. It was just wonderful. And I can't say how we're going to better this. I do say this on quite a few streams, and I said it during my speech at the event, that sometimes we do things and I look at them and I'm proud, overwhelmingly proud of what we've achieved, but I'm also a little bit nervous. I'm also a little bit taken back because I think to myself, oh my gosh, how are we ever going to better this? And it was one of those events that it just went so, so well. There was such a wonderful atmosphere there. And it really, really did feel like the coming together of family. And I'm not sure how we're going to better that. I mean, Laura, how did you feel?
When we started Patriotic Alternative, obviously when you've got a new organisation, you get loads of hype around it and everyone wanting to get involved and, you know, contribute something. And then I think when you don't have instant success and you haven't reversed our demographic decline within like a year, some people drop out and they're not in it for the long run, even though they still support us and wish us well. They don't stay sort of boots on ground. But some people do, a lot of people do. And if I could summarise this conference that we had this weekend, I would say it was full of people who I believe are going to be in it for the long run. You know, people who are willing to sacrifice, already do and will continue to, people who understand the severity of the situation we're in and how long this is going to take to fix it and reverse things. But they're up for it. And also you have faith in them. And there were a lot of people there, like Mark said, who had been with PA for 3 years, but there were other people who joined us maybe 6 months ago and they're already really good activists. So I'd say that it was summarised by seriousness, I think, and sacrifice, and just really good people who just get stuck in and you know that they've got your back and you've got theirs. And it was, like I said in my introduction to this stream, it was just brilliant to see everyone again. At the end of the day, we all had a lovely dinner, a three-course meal, and just looking around the room and seeing everyone with their friends and, you know, the other activists from their region. It's just, it's brilliant to know that Patriotic Alternative brought all these people together. Yeah, but we have some thanks to go through, don't we, Mark, for people who helped out on the day. Should we do that?
Yeah, we do. The problem with thanks is when we're thanking people, it's kind of a bit of a stream of consciousness. Myself and Laura have been obviously more or less working non-stop over the whole weekend. And when you're pulling something like this off, it is a massive effort because we don't have like a huge, we don't have any paid staff, but we don't have like support staff and fluffers and people running around making it easy. It's a real hands-on job. So we're going to try and thank everyone, but it's going to be in no particular order. So if you're at the beginning or if you're at the end, it's just sort of how you've come into myself and Laura's minds after an exhausting weekend. So please don't think that we're sort of ranking people in order of importance. But I'm going to start by saying a huge thank you to all of those who were on security. They were absolutely incredible, super, super professional, really, really great, as always. They did a wonderful job, smartly dressed. They were always there, but as always, you knew they were there if you wanted to see them, but they're not heavy handed. They weren't there sort of in people's faces. Just at first glance, they'd be a normal member of the audience. The only thing that makes them stand out is they've got a lanyard on saying that they're security, and it puts you at ease. But it's not heavy-handed. And those guys do an incredible job. They're very professional. They're very welcoming. And for a security team to put people at ease like that, that's something really special. Secondly, I'd like to say a huge thank you to those who helped on the door. I'm not going to be naming people because I don't know if people want to be named on the stream. There were two very kind ladies and two gentlemen who were giving out the wristbands and reminding people of their meal tickets. Absolutely brilliant work there, guys. You really helped me with that, because in the past I've had to stand on the door, you know, handing out codes of conduct to people, reminding them of things, and it creates a massive bottleneck of people entering the room because everyone wants to stop and say hello and pass the time of day with me, and you end up with this huge queue snaking into the car park. We didn't have this year. We had a little team on the door, really good, really professional, and it meant that if what people wanted to come and speak to me, they could come and speak to me without holding up, you know, 100 some odd people. And with it being a bit of a rainy day, they would have been, you know, there'd have been a lot of soggy people who were getting rather annoyed because the queue wasn't moving quick enough. I'd like to thank Kenny Smith. I can name him publicly. Kenny did an amazing job of comparing the event. He introduced the speakers. He kept things moving. As a master of ceremonies, he was really, really good at it. It was sort of like his natural role, actually. And that, again, took a lot of weight off my shoulders, because in the previous four conferences, not only have I welcomed everyone in and sort of done all the sort of signing people in, but I also introduced every speaker. So, and we've obviously moved away from that because I can't just keep doing all of that. It's not professional, and it just puts a huge, again, bottleneck. So thank you to Kenny for doing that. I would like to thank the hotel staff and the people there. They were very, very professional. They all did an amazing job. They were so kind and so polite, attentive, really, really wonderful people. I can't speak highly enough of them. And I've got to say, you know, we couldn't have hoped for better. We couldn't have hoped better. And I wish them from the bottom of my heart all of the success in the future with their endeavors, with their business. They really do. They really did sort of pull out all the stops. And I've got to say, you know, if you obviously know where the venue was, if you're booking a wedding, if you're booking any event and you're in that area, you couldn't do better than that place. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Lovely, lovely people. The food there was great. There was plenty of it. It wasn't one of those places where you sort of have a buffet lunch and, you know, the people at the back of the queue are just getting a few, you know, slightly dark looking potatoes, you know, maybe.
Oh, good.
It was so much of it.
The best food at any conference, I think. We had afternoon tea where we had scones and they had the strawberries, blackberries and raspberries on top of them. And then the three-course meal that we had at the end of the day, I had like a beef dinner. And the beef was just, do you know when you eat it and it just melts in your mouth, like trying to cut off a bit and it was just melting on the plate. It was just cooked perfectly. Yeah, sorry to jump in.
No, I was just, yeah, the food, my starter was amazing. I had like a duck egg starter and it was really amazing. And it wasn't, sometimes you go for those three-course meals and they feel like they're a three-course meal you'd have had at a, you know, a school dinner. So you've sort of tomato soup, you know, a bruschetta, you know, slice of garlic bread. But this wasn't like that. It did feel like you were having a really nice dinner, and because you were, and it didn't feel like a set menu. It felt like something you would have at an actual restaurant. It really, really was something special. So much thanks to the venue. One thing I did think about doing there, when I did see those scones, I thought, how many of them could I sneak to my hotel room? They were so nice. But as I say, that was really wonderful as well. Obviously, I'd like to say a huge thank you to the five, obviously I'm not thanking myself, the five other speakers, to Laura, Andreas, Steve, and Alec. Amazing speeches, and a special thank you to Andreas for coming all that way. I'd like to thank all the people who came as businesses. Absolutely lovely. We had people there with nationalist Christmas cards. We had obviously grandma towelers. We had an antique stall. We had the honey, then the syrups. We had this really, really lovely lady who'd made her own pickles. And she also had made her own sort of handmade pink gin in these beautiful bottles. The pickle was incredible. everything there was really good quality. There was the Claymore books, and there was also Celtic Moon candles, which absolutely smell gorgeous and make a lovely Christmas present. And it was really nice to see these businesses flourishing. And I've got to say, if I've missed anyone, I'm sorry, but my biggest thank you's got to be to all the people who made the trek. It was a rainy day. Probably people took a long time getting there, but I think it was worth it. It was a lovely, lovely day. And thank you to everyone who came. We had people come from as far afield. People in Europe came, you know, with people fly in from Europe who wanted to come to actually just see the speeches. Thank you to that lady who did. We had people coming in from Northern Ireland. It was just a really special day. Thank you to everyone who was there. And Laura, have I missed anyone? If I have, my apologies, but please pull me up if I have.
You have missed. I think you missed, unless I just one ear out of the other. Probably maybe the biggest people to thank, the media team, did you thank?
Yeah, oh, sorry, we had the media team there. Obviously Sven as well. Sven did a great job doing the audio. He's got high quality and all the audio. I forgot the media people entirely, sorry. We had the media team, four different people working on that as a professional camera crew, and we had the PA, sort of regional media teams, doing little interviews with people around the venue and around the event, saying, did you enjoy it? You know, what was your favourite bit? How was your meal? And all of that. And we had the cameraman there as well, taking the still photos. So, yeah, sorry for missing you guys. I am getting to the point of brain fog now. It's been a long weekend.
You sound like you're losing your voice as well.
I am losing my voice as well a little bit. Yeah, I'm losing my voice. And when I got home today, Sophia had a Halloween party with all her little friends. So I've been chasing toddlers around the house dressed as a monster all afternoon. So that has further worn my voice down. Thank you to everyone. And if I've missed you, please take my sincere apologies. I haven't tried to miss anyone. I've tried to include everyone. But if I've missed you, I'm sorry, and thank you for being there. Laura, would you like to add anything to any of that?
I'd just like to echo what Mark said. Just thank you for chipping in and doing something on the day. I mean, the media team, for example, obviously they travel down to the conference, they buy a ticket, but they don't sort of get to sit on the chairs and just watch the speeches and socialise and eat food. They're working, really. You know, they're filming. They're walking around getting shots and interviewing people and setting up the room and that kind of stuff, you know, for the right angles. So it is like a day of work, really, for quite a lot of people, whether it's security, media, events team, whatever. So just thank you for doing it. It's great to have so many people who are willing to chip in, really, and play their part. And we have a few photos. I believe we have 5 or 6 photos already, but there will, of course, be more photos released. And we have the speeches going up next weekend as well.
We do. I'm going to share some of these photos with you now. We are going to be putting the speeches up in full on our sites. They'll be up. There will also be reports of it. There'll be more photos. And we'll be sending out a big email from the PA website telling people that we're going to... There's a new feature on StreamYard. You can upload slides. That's interesting. Shall I attempt to do that now, or shall I do it in the really rubbishy way that I usually do it?
You can upload images on StreamYard anyway. That's how me and Sam do it on Tea Time.
Is it? Let me do it. I've just gone to it. Won't let me do it. It says slides. Slides from your computer. I have no slides. Upload a file. Right, let's see if I can do this. If I can't, I'll just do a screen share and go through them. No, it just says no items. Oh, no. It's working now. No, it's saying it's invalid file type. Oh, well, here goes. I'm just going to share my screen. This is Kenny, being the master of ceremonies, as I said earlier. This is all of the speakers. You've got Alec on the far left. You've got Steve Laws towering above everyone. You've got me there. You've got Laura Andreas and Eastern Regional Organiser Steve Blake. And as you can see, I'm not the smallest person there. So reports that I'm only 5 foot four are actually false. I'm obviously not as tall as Steve Laws, but yeah.
Well, I'm 5 6 and a half, and I'm wearing heels. So I reckon you must be 5'10".
Yeah, that's about accurate. Yeah. That's about it. We'll call it that. Here's Kenny, myself, Laura and Sam. Here's me doing my speech. I was the last to go this year. And then there's myself and Laura closing the conference. So there you have it. That's just a bit of a taster for you. We are going to get some guests on. I think Joe Marsh is going to be joining us soon. But before he does, Joe, join us now if you're listening. I've got to say this. If you're one of these guys or girls, because there was plenty of women there, I think there was more women at this event than we've had at any previous event. It was definitely, again, we've always had plenty of women coming, but there was a lot this time. I've got to say this to you. If you're watching these streams and you like them, so you watch PWR, you watch Tea Time with Sam and Laura, you might watch the Nationalist A-Team and the film reviews and other bits and pieces, and you're invested. And there are people, thousands of people, who watch these streams. You know, if I do a big video, it can get seen easily by 10, 12,000 people across multiple platforms. The same with a big stream. And if you're one of those people and you're watching this and you're looking and you're thinking, wow, that looks good. It sounds great. It's because it is great. It doesn't just sound good. It is good. And you don't have to just sit there watching it unfurl after, or watching it play out on stream after all's been said and done and the event's packed up. You can be at one of these events, and we want you at one of these events. We want next year's conferences to be even bigger than this year's. We want to have, you know, 200 people, 250 people at a conference. We've done it before. This year we split our conferences north and south, so each one was a little smaller, but with different people at each. But if you're watching thinking, this sounds just like my cup of tea, get involved. Get involved with PA on a regional basis and just come along. There's space for more people. We want more people. We want people, you know, joining our family. And when you get involved, you'll feel like you have found a family. And it's so much better to actually meet people, to shake people's hands, to be at an event where you can give somebody a hug and say, how have you been? You know, how's things going with your family? I've not seen you for a few months. Or, you know, how was your holiday? And you get to know people over time. And you feel when you come into these conferences as if you're getting excited because you're looking forward to seeing those people that you see at these events who you've become friends with, that you might know in the chats, or you might speak to every now and again on Telegram, or, you know, in the live chat of a stream. But meeting people and shaking their hand and sitting around a table having dinner with them is something completely different. It feels special. It feels like you've got a real bond with somebody because you have. And I've got to say, after the conference finishes, I always breathe a big sigh of relief because there's so much tension, there's so much pressure that builds up before an event like this. But when you've closed that event and, you know, the applause have died down, and you look around the dining hall and you see 100 people, 111 in this case, sat there eating their dinners around these big tables. It's all beautifully lit. Everyone's chatting, there's smiles on everyone's faces. You really do understand the importance of this community. You understand how much it means to people to be part of this. And a few years ago, there wasn't something to be a part of. There wasn't a group that you could do that with. The best you could do was chat to people in little groups, whether that be on Twitter back then, or, you know, Telegram or little forums. But to actually meet and do something like this, you couldn't do that. So please do think about getting involved especially if you're one of those people who week in, week out are enjoying these streams, there is a home for you. And that home is Patriotic Alternative. And we want to welcome you into that home. And we want to grow it. And we want to grow our family. We want to grow our organization. And we want to go from strength to strength. And as I said earlier, I'm not sure how we could better this weekend's event, because it did feel absolutely amazing. And the venue was spectacular. But we're going to try, and it'll be a lot easier to do better if we have you on board as well. Laura, do you want to add anything to that while I send Joe a quick message?
Yes. I'm sorry that I'm yawning, by the way. I'm an introvert, and I start to feel really tired when I'm around people a lot. So I'm exhausted after this weekend. But it's always a buzz when you leave these events. And when me and Sam left the conference, we just felt so white-pilled, because you're around just incredible people, and being among people like that, you do have hope for the future. Even if we don't succeed on every level, you know that you've got a brave, intelligent and strong group of people around you, and there is a resistance there, and that gives you a glimmer of hope at least. So they are such a white pilling event, but the speeches are just, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to give a little sneak peek of each speech and say what they spoke about. Could you put the picture up of the speakers while you're sorting that out with Joe?
Yeah, I've just sent him the thing. I'll get that up now.
So I've been promoted to first speaker. I was given the privilege of opening the conference, or demoted, because I used to go last. I'm not sure which one I've been. But I spoke about extremism and how I didn't really just want to talk about how we're not extreme, but I wanted to talk about how our enemies are extreme and how PA is the real anti-extremism movement. Alex spoke second, and each year when we do the conference, we showcase an activist. So somebody who is, you know, boots on the ground, getting involved in leafleting, protests, all that kind of stuff. Last year it was Chief Moody who did it. This year we chose Alec, because Alec is one of our top activists. He's there, whatever we're doing, he does his own megaphone speeches. He's a really good activist. And Alec spoke about a variety of topics, but some of the ones which I can remember were Marxists and Marxism. But he didn't just talk about Marxism is an ideology of this. He critiqued them more as people. And he spoke about Britannia and how Britannia will continue to live. We also had Steve Blake, who is a regional organizer for Eastern, who had a speech called Movers and Shakers. And he's so intelligent. I actually didn't realize that he had such good historical knowledge. But Steve spoke about what we're capable of as Europeans when it comes to innovation and invention and that kind of stuff, and how we can't just rest on our laurels and say, we're Europeans, we're the best. We actually have to be worthy of that and do something and prove ourselves. His speech was so funny. He got so many laughs from the audience, but he spoke about his story, really. I won't spoil it because I'm sure you'll want to listen to it, but he spoke about his story and how he became a nationalist, and also what the Nordic resistance movement is in those Nordic countries. And then Steve Laws, obviously, nobody will be surprised at the topic of his talk, but he spoke about illegal immigration. And it was amazing having him speaking for us, because he just came with all the facts of what's going on at Dover, the cost of this for the hotels, the races of the people who were coming, what they're like when they turn up. He highlighted the system as being so corrupt. And his speech, I think, was only about 15 minutes. He got up there, gave his speech, he just went, thanks, and walked off during his applause. Like, he doesn't like all that, you know, clapping and stuff. He didn't want it, but his speech was really, really good. And then obviously Mark spoke at the end, and he spoke about Patriotic Alternative and the successes that we've had this year, but how we're not just an organization that focuses on one topic, so we don't just focus on immigration. I don't know if I can say what you said we spoke about, what you said we focused on, Mark, or if you want me to save it. But it was a great end to the day.
Well, thank you. We've got a guest now that we're going to bring on. Joe's here. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on. I've been trying to get on for ages, but I'm in the valleys at the moment and my signal is not the best, like, you know, so it just keeps dropping off. But I'm here now. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend.
It was a good conference, that was. Yesterday we had a good day. There was quite a good turnout from Wales as well.
It was. I think all the regions were well represented. So obviously you're somebody who's been involved in nationalism for a long, long time. You're somebody who's been around for a number of years. How do you feel the cause is going at the moment? Because obviously you've been there when it was the EDL were the big thing, when the BNP were the big thing. You've seen the rise and fall of the Football Lads Alliance. And now obviously there's PA. Do you see this as a big change in direction for the movement?
I do, yeah, because, well, PA is nothing like anything that I've ever been involved in before, you know, and I know that we haven't got the massive numbers that we had before, but to be honest with you, a lot of people used to turn up to events just because they wanted to get pissed up, you know, and that sort of thing, and that's not the way to carry ourselves, you know, and I think we're doing much better, and like the I was telling somebody the other day that when we used to go out with the BNP, we got a lot more abuse from the public. These days, every time we go out handing out leaflets, standing around on the roads with our banners, that we, the majority of people are on our side. I know they may not get off their asses and become active, but you know, most people now, because of everything that's happened, they're on the same message as us, most people. They can see through the media's lies as well.
It is interesting because obviously I was around in the BNP days as well. And I've got to say that the thing that I enjoy the most about PA is the way we've sort of professionalized the movement. Because when we did things in the BNP like conferences, they were never done in the same professional manner. And there was always something happening there that was a bit of a scandal, or there was always people who were using it as sort of a way to have a boozy weekend. And I think the way that PA has advanced has taken the movement in a different direction that attracts a different kind of person. I think that's why we've got so many women at events. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I went to the BNP Red, White and Blue festivals, and like they used to just be full of skinheads mostly, and the people with tattoos all over their faces and all this sort of thing, you know? And like Simon Darby used to say to me, oh, don't worry about the skins, they're all right. But it's not, the public do not identify with people like that, you know? And like, it's much more, like, I think we're much more approachable, you know, especially when we're out. Like, we've been leafleting, and like, in the BNP days, where we would have had, say, we go out for a few hours, we would have got like 20 people come out screaming abuse at us. Now we get two or three coming out saying, I don't want this leaflet, you know, and that's just basically, the abuse is minimal now. I mean, if you read lefty pages, they say, oh, they were in my street and we saw them off and all this sort of thing, but they don't. It's just, you know, the majority, we had people, we were doing mid-Wales villages, they were coming out and they were saying, yeah, nice one, guys, and putting the thumbs up to us and all this sort of thing. And I know, like, you think people are going to read this leaflet and just suddenly wake up and join us and all that, but that's not how it works. Like, you know, it's always been the same. But like, I think that there are thousands and thousands of people in this country who, although they would never get involved in any nationalist group, they like to know that there are people there doing things. And you can tell that from when you stand on the motorway and everybody is beeping and all the lorry drivers are beeping their horns and everything. You know, the support we've got is massive. And, you know, I just wish people would get off their asses. But I think the way the British people are is that they just want someone else to do it, you know. But the image we've got, I know you've got, like, you read all these pages of people just hating on us and that, you know, and these, I'm talking about people who are supposedly nationalists as well, just heaping all this hate on. But like, no one cares about that. It's just, you know, the general public, I think, are on message with us. And I do think that eventually we'll win. I don't think that we're doomed, you know. I just wish more people thought the same way I do. There's loads of people just say to me, oh, well, we're doomed. What are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to do something, because if we all stood up in numbers and said no, we'd be getting somewhere, you know?
I agree, my friend. Well, look, we obviously value you in the movement a lot. You're one of our diamonds, and the big thing about Joe, and Joe isn't a guy who usually gets up and gets a lot of praise, but Laura didn't actually tell you what I spoke about. I actually spoke quite a lot, or my whole speech was about Drag Queen Story Hour, actually, and how we took that message to the people that we were against this moral degeneracy. And we had that campaign ready well over a month before the first event, and we were out leafleting before any other group, before it was really big in the news that it was happening. And I obviously take a lot of credit for things. People like Mark, it's a great campaign, but I can't actually take the credit for that. The credit should go to this man here, Joe, because Joe contacted me several months before Drag Queen Story Hour kicked off. And Joe said, look, we need to do something. Can you do a leaflet? And I said, you're damn right I can. I'm going to get that for you. And I worked on that leaflet. I showed it to Joe, you know, once he liked it, and he said, yeah, that's the kind of thing we're looking for. I finished it off, passed it through a few other people. And once it was all proofread and everything, it started going out. And Joe was one of the people who put out the most of those leaflets. He was out tirelessly working, delivering leaflets, and then went and actually protested against the event. So credit where it's due. This guy is not only an absolute diamond, but he was the one who came up with what I believe was our most successful campaign of the year. So, Joe, before you go, I just want to say that huge thank you to you, my friend. You've always been an amazing guy. You've been with us for years, you know, a lifelong nationalist. But thank you so much for everything you've done this year and coming up with that campaign. Absolute genius.
Well, it was a guy called Rob down here who pointed it out to me. And the year before, me and him had had a little go at trying to scupper that event ourselves, just me and him. And then, you know, when I came to you and then we got involved, that just shows how on your own you're useless. But when you're part of a community and you've got contacts and a network of other like-minded activists, what you can achieve.
Definitely, mate. Well, thank you so much. I hope you had a good, I hope you had a safe journey home, and I'll see you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Cheers, guys.
Thank you, my
friend. See you soon.
See you soon, mate. Now, we do have another guest tonight. We have Simon, our Scottish regional organizer. And Simon is not a stranger to successful conferences, because you held your own Scottish conference this year, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes, it was it was very good, and I'd be pretty sure I'll say that the conference yesterday was nearly as good as the Scottish conference at the beginning of the month, but not quite. You'll get there. Don't worry about it.
So obviously you guys came down from Scotland and provided security again this year. Your team is absolutely, you know, consummate professionals. They made everyone feel at ease, and I don't think there was a single person there. I always think the mark of a good security team is you don't notice them until you need to see them. And that's one thing you've got to say for those guys. They're smartly dressed, but they're not overbearing. They are very professional. They're very calm. They're very polite. And they did a wonderful, wonderful job. So thank you for helping to organize that site. It's always a, it's always something that's very important. And thankfully, we've never ever had any trouble at any conferences. We've never had anyone turning up trying to protest. We've never had anyone kicking off. We've never needed security, but knowing they're there makes all the difference. So what time did you actually get back? Because it was a bit of a mammoth journey for you guys.
I mean, I know Kenny and Claire. I mean, we were just over 3 hours. So we got back to the central belt about 1:15. And then Kenny and Claire then had to take off for Skye. So that's another sort of five and a half hours. So, yeah, I think they're just in the door an hour or so ago. But it was at this time was only 3 hours. The last conference back in spring, we were a good 7 hours. But I know there's guys who travelled up from the southwest, southeast, who travelled a lot longer than what we did. But this was pretty straightforward, I must have wet, but it was nice. We stayed in a lovely accommodation. Scotland plus the sort of some of the other guys on security plus a few more stayed in our stayed in a nice lodge, essentially, that houses a lot of people, let's say. So we had a good time Friday night. Decent day Saturday, has to be said. Also did the interviewing for the PATV as well. So there was that. So we were busy. So the minute the breaks come up, I was grabbed by the cameraman. Let's go and get half a dozen people to interview and do that. And you were talking about the good food that they had there. And on the second break, the last break, we did finish the interviews off. And I went to get myself a scone, and there was about six pieces left, and so I nearly went without, which would have made me extremely grumpy, let's say. So apart from that, it was good. It was really good. I mean, as you said, the hotel staff were excellent. I'm still to leave them a review on Google, which I think if you were there, you should do, because they were pretty decent with us. And it's just another one chalked up. Another fantastic team effort. Everybody was very well turned out, and I don't think there's anything left to say apart from I'm going to go to bed early tonight because I'm knackered.
Well, my question was actually about the interviews that you did at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You grabbed me and Mark and you stuck a camera in our face and a microphone in front of us and asked us a few on the spot questions. Can you just let people know, what were you doing there and who were you interviewing and when can we expect to see that?
I don't know. It's up to Derek what time when he chops up all the videos, because I think we've got about, I think he said we had about, before we interviewed you, we had about 55 minutes worth of footage. And I think he wants to chop it down to like 4 minutes or something like that. So, but the format basically works. I've got five or six questions that I ask. So, get somebody up from a region. Let's, for argument's sake, this is Barclay from Eastern Region. Read him out the questions. He answers the questions. And the way Derek chops it up when he's editing it is it just looks like I'm asking the question once. And then we go through the 9 or 10 people that we interviewed, including Lady Michelle, which was nice. So on the one end of the spectrum, we have Lady Michelle Renouf. And then on the other end of the diversity spectrum with PA, you have Barclay Walsh. And the way Derek edits it, it makes it look like they're just answering the same question one after the other, so you don't hear me continually asking the question. But it's one of these things. I feel that when I'm doing it, it's kind of ham-fisted, but Derek's like, nah, it will look great when it's done. So in Derek I trust.
Well, the Northwest are in the chat saying start looking for those next weekend. So no pressure, because there's a lot of work to do with the speeches. But yeah, we look forward to seeing them.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Simon. We've got a few questions that we're going to do now. We're not making this like a 2-hour stream. We're going to sort of try and keep it a swift 90 minutes. Thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you for the steak.
Yeah.
No, thank you for everything. You got steak? Oh, yeah. You did. Hi. Right, no problem. All right. See you later.
My friend. Cheers. Well, that's basically whet your appetite for the speeches, I hope. And we're going to do the super chats and the questions. Pi gave £10. Thank you so much. He said, if the conference speeches are posted on Odyssey, I look forward to seeing them. They will be next week, my friend. JR Hartley gave £3. Thank you so much. He said, what would you rather have, 2 episodes of Minder or 1 episode of Bullseye? Probably 2 episodes of Minder. Bullseye wasn't that game show where you had like the darts professionals? Yeah, and they could always win like something stupid, like a speedboat. So you had people who probably couldn't even drive, but they had a speedboat.
Yeah, that so lived in Bradford. You want a speedboat?
Yeah, in the middle of Bradford. Right. I remember Bullseye always had like a really good cartoon introduction with a bull throwing darts, which from a children's point of view looked exciting like a cartoon, and then it never was. It was just quite boring. I remember as a child it was quite boring. But I remember Minder had a good theme tune and quite an interesting premise. So, I'd probably watch Minder. Do you have an opinion on it? Laura has no opinion and she's yawning. Mo gave £10. And this is actually a question for Laura. It said, do you really believe the demographic decline can actually be fixed and or reversed, Laura? And then he gave you a kiss.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, of course I do. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have hope in us actually succeeding in the future. And I think if there are people online who just black pill after black pill after black pill, they just need to keep it to themselves and stop depressing everybody else. I have hope that we're going to win because I have hope in British people and I have hope in European people. And I'm absolutely confident that we're going to reverse this. As I said at the start, we might not succeed on every single front. It might not be electoral success. I hope it is, and we're still going to go down that route. But I have faith in our people coming together and forming a resistance and protecting each other. So, yeah, I don't know if in, I don't know, 100 years' time we will live in Britain as it is now or if it will be something else. But we're going to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to add to this. Look, there's two things that could happen. The first is that we get a serious amount of support and we manage to slow significantly or even reverse the demographic changes that are taking place. But if we don't do that, if we don't have time or if the powers that be speed our demographic demise beyond what we're seeing now to the point where it is irreversible, that isn't the end. Look at South Africa. South Africa is a place where whites are victimized even more heavily than they are in the West, a place where they are a hated racial minority that are often abused and even killed simply because of their ethnicity. But there is hope even in South Africa. If you look at Orania, the breakaway city-state, which is for people of Afrikaans descent, where they are completely self-reliant and are free from the multicultural hell that South Africa has become. There's even hope in places like South Africa. And I've said this before, we are going to do everything we can to raise awareness, to push back against and build a resistance against our demographic demise. But if the worst came to the worst, what we will have done is build a community so that we can stand together and weather the storm as a group. The most important thing we do is community building and ensuring that in the future, none of us stand alone, regardless of how things play out. And yes, I do think that we can still turn things around, but importantly, we will be there for each other if we don't manage that. So I think either way, there is hope. But hope grows brighter if you get involved. If you actively get involved, if you help us in any way you can, that makes it more likely that we win and more likely that we survive. Destiny is in our hands. It's just, do we want to actually grasp it? Do we want to grasp it and run with it, or do we want to sit and just talk about it? And I think this weekend is a great example of actually doing something, bringing people together. And as I said earlier, I'd like more people to be there with us.
I just want to say really quickly, that's why the community building side of PA is the most important thing that we do, because it's the only thing that we can promise you that we will succeed in. In fact, we have already succeeded in it. The only thing that we can do is get better and better and better. And that's why that's our focus at PA instead of anything else.
Thank you. Flying Dutchman gave $20. And a question for you, Laura, did you carve E.T. into your pumpkin? E.T. phone home.
No. Sam told me that he thought that it was E.T. It's Jack and Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Does it look rubbish then?
Look. Fact is, Laura and Sam have tried real hard with this pumpkin carving. But when it comes down to it, the pumpkin carving king is here, me. I did a multitude of pumpkins, posed them in numerous ways, photographed them in different lights. There can be only one champion. And I can tell you now, the Melias have been thrashed all year by the Collets. I mean, they managed to grow, what was it, 2 tomatoes, and their sunflower was like 12 inches high. We had a sunflower that was higher than our fence, and we had so many vegetables. we fed other families with our excess.
I think you were buying vegetables from the supermarket and pretending they were yours.
I am clean and perfect. I am taking the war to the Melias on every front, and the pumpkin front is going to be fought tomorrow. It's Halloween. I'm going to be just posting endless pictures of my pumpkins all day, and I will be in a significant huff if I don't win the community vote. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
I think I'm going to show all the pumpkins to my grandma and ask my grandma to choose the winning one, but not tell her whose is who.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Why?
We can't have this nonsense where an actual relative of the Melias makes the decision.
She doesn't know what night
is. What happened to democracy? Do you want
people to vote for the winner?
I want people to vote. Oh, that's like me saying, Sophia, whose pumpkins are the best? You know,
I don't know. We'll have to think about that. We might have to get a poll up.
Look, the fact is, there can only be one champion. I've seen actually some other people's carvings, and they're pretty damn good. We do have some good entrants. Aunt Sally, by the way, this is obviously all in good humour. Aunt Sally gave £3, unless you're actually living in the Melias house and you've got nothing to eat because Sam failed to grow any vegetables, and it's probably not as funny and humorous as it is for me because we had lots of vegetables. Aunt Sally gave £3 and said, I've had such an enjoyable weekend. I can't thank you all enough for making it happen. Already looking forward to the next one. Thank you so much, Aunt Sally. It was lovely seeing you. One of the originals, one of the first to be at a PA event. Aunt Sally is absolutely lovely. The Mad Hatter gave £10 and said donation. Thank you so much. And Homotalk gave $50. Thank you so much for such a generous donation. And said, love you guys. Glad it all went off smoothly. Have a beer or two on me. I will certainly have a Red Bull on you, my friend. And it did go off very smoothly. Thank you so much. And Flying Dutchman gave $10. Thank you so much. And said, the pumpkin looked great. And as to the earlier comment, defeat is defined when no one is left fighting. That is very true. Thank you so much. Bill Aithling gave $10. Thank you so much. And saying, staying in Blackburn this weekend, I was strongly reminded of the demographic shift affecting this country. It was my first visit to that particular town. And having lived in South Africa, until 94. Thank you so much, Bill. Yeah. When you go around some of these northern mill towns, I live in a very sort of homogenous area, and you go to these northern mill towns and you can see how quickly things can change for the worst. Minnie Millie said, hi both, where can we buy the Christmas cards that were sold at the conference? The Christmas cards that were sold at the conference were in packs of 10. They were produced by the Patriarch. And I think we need a link. Do you know what, Laura? I think we need links to all these wonderful businesses on the PA website.
I have an answer for this. While they're setting up their own website, they are going to be available at the Grandma Towler's website. And we actually have the Christmas cards in the boot of our car. And we're going to be getting them up on the Grandma Towler's website this week. Not taking any of the profits at all. That's all going to the Patriarchs. So if you want to get some, you can get some on there. And I think the long-term plan is for them to set up their own platform where they can sell the Christmas cards themselves. But yeah, I'll get them up on the Grandma Towler's website this week, as well as the new coasters that we've got. But we will get a write-up of the conference on the PA website this week, and I will post links to all of the different stalls that were there.
Thank you. And I just want to give a shout out to Patriarch. Patriarch's been one of the guys who's been at the very first PA events. Since then, he met his what would become his wife, and they're now married. They are an absolutely lovely couple. He works very hard with the Patriotic Arts community. He also appears on streams with me. He's always a really good humoured guy. Obviously, people who watch the streams where myself, him and Sam and Barclay are on, he does get a bit of a ribbing from us, but it's all in good humour. And I've got to say, you know, jokes aside, he is a guy that has always pulled out all the stops to be there. His wife's absolutely lovely, and having them there at a couple at the event, great to see them both. And he is a dear, dear friend, and he's been there from the very start. So if you can support him, if you like the cards, please do. Chief Moody gave £5. Thank you so much, and said another great conference. Thanks again, troops. Well, thank you, Chief. Ulsterman said, any updates on PA in Northern Ireland? Well, we did have Northern Irish people at the event, and we are working on it. Rouse Yourself from Slumber said, thoughts on a proportional representation system instead of first past the post in the UK? Well, I'll say this. They would never give us true proportional representation because we'd end up with MPs. I think if they did use a PR system, they would make sure that every party needed to get something like 5% or 7.5%. There would be a barrier that you had to jump to get MPs elected. They wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow real democracy. They are too invested in this anti-white oligarchy where you end up voting for one of two parties that are essentially the same, that just have a different colour. So I don't think they'd allow that. Rouse Yourself from Slumber also, did you see what happened at Dover today? It could be a false flag. I have seen that. I obviously abhor any form of violence. I don't believe that anybody should be taking up any form of violent protest. I don't agree with that. We oppose that in PA. And I've got to say that the people who I think are to blame for what happened in Dover are actually the government. The government have flooded this country with immigrants, whilst at the same time saying that they will stop this mass immigration. And people are sick of it, but they're sick of it and they haven't got anyone to vote for because the Electoral Commission is stopping nationalist parties from registering. They held For Britain Up for months. Britain First had 9 attempts. They paid 9 sets of £150. So they had 9 attempts and you get 2 tries per attempt. So they had 18 tries and 9 attempts. And then a £30,000 case in the High Court before they got passed. We are on our, next time will be our 4th attempt. We've got a meeting booked with them. And what the government is doing is lying to people, limiting their democratic choice. And I want to say to people, you know, whatever they do to you, don't turn to violence. Don't do these crazy things. It gives the cause a bad name. It will only allow the government to clamp down on us more. I don't know whether it's a false flag, but I can imagine what will happen next is the government will say, well, to stop anything like this happening again, we're going to impose reporting restrictions on citizen journalists, people like Steve Laws, preventing them from actually going and reporting on what's going on down there. And they will use this as an excuse to tighten the noose around our necks. So, as I said, if you are justifiably angry about what's going on in Dover, help Steve. He's a great, great chap. Help us. Help people that are organising against it, but don't give yourself into darkness. Would you like to add anything to that, Laura?
This kind of the topic that I spoke about at the conference, actually. But I just agree with what Mark said, and I haven't actually looked into it properly yet because it's been a bit of a rush since we got back home. But the photograph that I showed, the little canister thing, it doesn't even look like it's part of that photograph. It looks like it's been photoshopped on. So I don't know what that photograph is. I think that's the photograph that the newspapers have gone with. But I need to look into it more. But I think Sam was posting about it earlier because apparently, didn't he like throw something at the wall and then go and kill himself or something?
He did. Look, yeah. You did speak about this kind of thing. And obviously, I'm just going to ask people to do something. People are angry about this, and I mean they're angry about immigration, and I've never seen Daily Mail comments where people were sympathetic to somebody who's done something like this. Go and read the Daily Mail comments and you'll see that people are more angry with the government than they are with this guy. Now, I'm angry with this guy as well because I believe that he did the wrong thing, and we obviously want a peaceful, you know, lawful change. That's what we're fighting for. But I'm angry with the government too, not just for letting in the immigrants, but for denying people their democratic right to vote for an ethno-nationalist party. VM said, would there be plans on upsizing the event like last year with 250? I understand if it's more logistics involved for security. Big congrats on pulling this off. Yeah, we had two conferences this year, and we did that because people said they'd rather have a north and a south and just one big one. We're reviewing things all the time, and I can tell you we've already got plans for next year's event. You will be informed in due course, and get involved, get vetted if you want to be a part of it. I'm switching over now to the Odyssey. Podcast Nation gave $25. Thank you so much, my friends. So congratulations on a successful event. And Stan One gave 300 Odyssey tokens. Thank you so much. And he said, Pierre goes from strength to strength. It's wonderful to see. Well, thank you very much. So that brings us to the end of the questions tonight. So, Laura, how are we going to sum up this wonderful? I mean, to me, I'm going to sum up a little bit, and I'm going to say, this year has been a big year. It's been a huge year. And that's what I was, I began my speech talking about everything we've achieved. Drama, White Lives Matter Day, sold out Southern Conference in spring. We've had the biggest camp we've ever had. We've had Harvest Festival. We've had Drag Queen Story Hour. We've had Linton on Ooze. We've had worldwide coverage for different things that we've done. And at the end of it all, we've had another sold-out conference, this time in the North. It's been an incredible year. And I've got to say, I've left out all the local activism and community building at local level, because obviously I'm not privy to all of that, because it's going on everywhere, every weekend. And even if I wanted to attend every event, I couldn't, because there's something on in every region, every weekend. It'd be impossible for anyone to attend every event. So for me, this weekend was amazing. As I said, it felt like seeing your family. It felt like meeting up with old friends. It felt comfortable. It felt warm. It was wonderful. I loved it. It was a lot of hard work, but I loved it. But if I was to sum it up in any way, I would say it felt like the icing on the cake. It felt like a perfect big showpiece event of the year. I know we still got more things coming up. We've still got more local activity. I mean, we've got the pumpkin carving competition tomorrow. We've got the Christmas dinners that we'll be having. There's more to come.
Remembrance Sunday.
That's another national event. But this is one of those big tentpole events where the whole country comes together in the same place. And it just felt like a wonderful way to wrap up a wonderful year. It just felt like the icing on the cake. And when I stood there looking out at the crowd yesterday, I think at the end I did say, you know, this was, you know, people are so kind, and they say to me regularly, thank you for doing this, Mark. And I think my final words to the crowd were something along the lines of, don't thank me, because I'm not the one to be thanked. The thanks goes to us all, because to build a community and for a community to be a success, it isn't a one man job. Everybody plays their part. And I mean that. And yesterday was another great example of that. And for me, it was the icing on the cake. And when I drove away today to drop Steve Laws and Lady Michelle Renouf at the train station, you know, I felt fantastic. I was tired. My voice was going, but I felt fantastic, because we were closing the book on another event that we haven't seen the likes of for decades. We've turned nationalism around. We brought ethno-nationalism back to life, and we've got that community. But not only have we brought it back to life, it's better than it's ever been. And if you were at that event and you saw the quality of the people there, you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. It was really wonderful. So thank you to everyone that was involved. Laura, you are the lady. You opened the event yesterday, and your speech was phenomenal as ever. Very thoughtful, thought-provoking. And when it comes out, I'm definitely going to be watching it again on Odyssey. But I'm going to give you, as I had the final say yesterday, I'm giving you the final say this evening.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely fantastic year for Patriotic Alternative, and I do truly feel like we've cemented ourselves as the number one nationalist organisation in this country. Nobody can compete, and nobody else comes close. And as Mark just said, me and Mark, and also maybe people like Sam and Kenny, but not to such a great extent, we get a lot of the credit for it. You know, we get the email saying thank you. We're both lucky enough to be in a position where we're supported by the public so that we can do this full time, which we're so thankful for. It's amazing having your job as something that you feel so passionate about. But behind the scenes, there are so many people who work so, so, so hard. Regional organisers who have full-time jobs, families, children, and then they dedicate their evenings and weekends, and they dedicate their own money as well to making their region and our organisation a success. And then the activists as well, you know, people who you don't know them, you've never seen them. They're behind the scenes working so, so hard. And to have these conferences at the end of the year, it feels like a thank you and a celebration of all the hard work from throughout the year. And it's just, it's really nice to see them and, you know, have a cup of tea with them, have some food with them, have a chat, enjoy the speeches, enjoy the camaraderie and the cheers and you know, the banter and stuff. It just feels like a good close to the year, even though the year isn't over yet. You know, there's still 2 months of activism to go. But I thoroughly enjoyed it this weekend, and I'm on a high. I think the high won't die down for a few days yet. I'm going to get a write-up on the PA website tomorrow, and I'll get the photographs up on the PA website tomorrow. I've got a few photographs to post on Telegram tonight. But look out for the speeches, and I believe we're going to be showing the speeches on Odyssey next weekend with a live chat as well. So it will be a sort of like mini online festival where we can watch them together and chat together as well. So that's something to look forward to next weekend. But like Mark said, if you're not involved yet, get involved. There's a space for you all. You won't be sat there in the corner on your phone with no one to talk to. People will make you feel welcome. And we only want to grow even bigger next year. That's it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Laura, for closing this stream in such a wonderful manner. Usually we go a bit longer, but I do not want to be squeaking tomorrow instead of speaking. My voice is getting very, very, very worn. So thank you for closing it. Thank you to everyone who donated so generously. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. And thank you again to everyone who made the weekend such a success. I can't wait for the speeches to be premiered on Odyssey. And thank you to the media team who are already working so hard to make sure they're out for the weekend. I'll be back next week for PWR. Laura and Sam will be back tomorrow night for Tea Time with Sam and Laura. And we've got a whole host of other good streams and things happening next week. Thank you so much. Good night. Have a great weekend, what's left of it. And I'll see you all again soon. Get your pumpkins ready.
Bye.
See you later.